The star in heaven, let the mount of the world, all my people, sing the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Good morning, everybody, and praise Yahweh for another blessed day today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As the sun rises and we rise with him. Thank you for joining me here. There's so many prayer requests for people that are suffering out there, and we don't have control over certain things in our life, but we do have control over what we put in our bodies, and we need to be educated on this. And I'm here to help anyone who needs to know these guidelines and instructions of what to eat and how not to eat. But it's clear in the scripture, and I want people to understand this. In Genesis 1:29, it says, the food for man is fruits and vegetables. It's what grows out of the ground. And our Creator, in the beginning, in the garden, created that for us to live a life, a long life. And we're talking 800-900 years. And only because our disobedience to him and our lack of knowledge of those instructions and has our years declined. And he designed us to live in joy and to feel great health and not to suffer from the diseases of mankind that they've put on themselves. As he says in Exodus 15:26, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. We're told not to mimic the ways of the heathens of the world, to follow Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. But we live in a world so backwards today that people of the world, people that don't even know Yahweh to some degree, are eating closer to his guidelines and instructions than the people that are sitting there in church with a Bible in their feet, in their hands, but they're right in their legs on their lap. They have the Bible, these instructions, but they're not getting it and doing it and following it. So you got people of this world drinking fresh green juices and eating fruits and vegetables is the big part of their diet, and not taking any stimulants. But then you go to the church and you got people drinking stimulants every day to stay awake because their diet consists of nothing that was grown fresh from the garden. And they're not following the guidelines and instructions. And there's more prayer in church for healing of disease than any other topic. And people are dying and dying and dying. But it says in the scriptures, if you follow me, I will not give you the same disease as the world. But we have all these new diseases of the world because people aren't following him. More and more people are contacting me and calling me up with all these different illnesses and diseases. I will tell people today the real weapons of mass destruction in this world and the real issues in your house are the knife and fork and the lack of obedience to put it down when you've had enough. And the Bible talks all about temperance, telling us not to dine with the drunkard or to feast with the drunkard or dine with the glutton. But we ourselves have become the glutton because we don't know what temperance is. Even if we figure out the food we should be eating, we can't stop ourselves because we have no discipline, because we're not following the guidelines and instructions when it comes to temperance according to the scripture. And more people are getting sick in this modern society, in this modern world, and inside the church today from overeating than from undereating. Eating all the things he told us not to do, and to do it way too much. And we get hypnotized by watching and listening to things that are not seeking to guide us in the right direction. And I'm telling you, the scripture gives a great example. The great example. Remember in the scriptures, in Yahweh's great mercy, when man got kicked out of the garden for this, so their disobedience, remember, they got kicked out because of their sin. Man got kicked out of the garden because of their sin. And only after they got kicked out of the garden did he now say it's okay for you to consume animals as food if it's without the blood. If it's without the blood. And only certain animals, but only after they sinned. The inclusion or the including of animals in man's diet that Yahweh gave us for that time to help us survive while all the fruits and vegetables were underwater because of man's sin and everything else. He gave us these instructions and guidelines. And he told us what we should be doing and how we should be doing it. The inclusion or the including of eating animals and consuming animals as our food was not the result of a reward for our good behavior. It was a result of a curse. Remember that. It was a result of sin. And the age of man started to decline dramatically from living 800 years all the way down to under 200 years. And the diseases of man continue to come upon us, and the scriptures are clear that health and wellness and blessings go hand in hand, and disease and sickness and curses go hand in hand. And when you read in the scriptures that somebody is suffering from an illness or something else, you must not negate the spiritual aspect of that. There are many so-called believers, many Christians that contact me, and they say they have a disease. They're sick. The doctors only gave them a certain amount of time to live. And I say, do you believe in Yahshua as your Messiah? And they say, yes. And I say, well, why aren't you following his guidelines and instructions? They say, we do, and we believe in him, but they're not following the Sabbath. They're not eating the clean animals of scripture. They're bringing this upon themselves, and it's not because they want to. It's because the scriptures say, my people, Yahweh's very own people, are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And it's not a lack of knowledge of the worldly knowledge. It's a lack of knowledge of him, as it shows us in the scripture, and his ways and his guidelines and his instructions. And then there are those that follow the dietary guidelines and instructions of scripture that still end up with diseases of the world. And they come to me and they say, Paul, I'm following the scriptural guidelines and instructions. I'm eating mostly fruits and vegetables. I'm eating in temperance. Why do I still have these diseases upon me? And they don't understand that besides physical sin, there's the spiritual sins of the world that tells us how we are to act and how our continence is supposed to be. And he tells us we're supposed to be in joy and not fear man, and to trust Yahweh and to love and to be peaceful and to be peacemakers and all these great qualities. But these very same people are upset and mad, and they want revenge, and they're worried, and they're scared, and they're not trusting our Creator. And they have all these things that are more closer to the characters of Satan's than the characters of Yahweh, and their jealousy and their pride and their guilt, lying, lust, and so on. And they're suffering. And then there are those that are following the guidelines and instructions, and they're also of the food, and they're also put themselves in a joyous mood. And they're loving, so loving and caring. And they have all these qualities of Yahweh. But they're addicted. They're addicted to things that are not healthy to them. They're addicted to stimulants. They need to run to alcohol just to feel close to Yahweh. They need to take caffeine just to stay awake and even be able to pray to Yahweh. They're addicted. They control their emotional state with nicotine and all these other drugs. And that's the avenue of them letting these diseases in their lives. And all these people are sick and suffering. And when the scriptures tell us to run to Yahweh before we run to the pharmakia and the drugs by doctors and so on, people are doing that first and putting Yahweh last when they have no hope left. When they're sick on their deathbed, then they pray to Yahweh and praise Yah that they're finally doing it. But if they would just do that before and not after, if they would do that first and not last, if they would go to Yahweh and ask them, what is the way we should go and how should we handle this? Should we go to the doctor? Should we get to surgery? Yahweh, please guide us and help us and heal us and show me your instructions. I want to follow your ways, Yahweh. I don't want to follow the ways of the world that are leading to sickness and death amongst all these people. And there's all these different ways that people are getting sick today, and people are dying today, and people don't understand. They think that it's that there's things they don't have control over, things they don't, that they can't control. But the scriptures tell us clearly the blessings and the cursings of scripture are all related to our obedience and our disobedience. We need to get in the word. We need to shut the TV and all the news and the media that's on the TV. And we need to be reading the words of our creator, of what he said. And we need to trust him. Everyone say right now, out loud, I trust you, Yahweh. I trust you, Yahweh. No more fear of man. Man, the fear of man and the fear of man's ways has people running to get injections and has people running away from Yahweh's word and running to the doctor's office. And all these ideas of the world are keeping people away from the instructions of Yahweh. And this is what's happening out there today. One of the most beautiful things in scripture is to repent. That means to change our minds, to change our minds about our diet and everything else. And people don't know where to begin. Begin with the scriptures. And Yahweh's put more than enough people here to help us. I have thousands of videos out there to help you understand how to eat according to the scriptures and what we should be doing according to the scriptures. And if you don't want to listen to me, there are other people out there of how to do this. The problem is so many people are lazy or busy with things of the world that they have time to heat up a food in their house in a 3-second microwave oven. They're buying some things that need to be cooked in an oven, and they don't know how to make fresh food and deal with fresh food. It's become a big problem because the family structure of sitting down at a table and eating a meal in our own houses has been destroyed. People aren't making real food. They're going to get fast food. They're going to get food that is really not even food. They're going to get unhealthy food. They're not sitting at with their family at their own dining room table. They're going to some restaurant, sitting at a table with who knows who. And the scriptures are clear of who we are to eat with and who we are not to eat with, and who we are to fellowship and not fellowship. And when you go and you sit in these places eating these foods, you're eating with people that you do not know. You're eating with people and breaking bread with people that you do not know. And who knows what their beliefs are? And you're putting that upon yourself and upon your family. And if you take that food home from that fast food place, now you're eating food that you do not know what is in there. You do not know all the ingredients that are in that food. And you can't even question a person's work in that because they don't know what's in that food. They don't know all the ingredients in that food. And this downward spiral of getting farther and farther away from Yahweh and his instructions are creating this tremendous problem. Know what you're putting in your body. Know what you're putting in your mind, whether it's through your mouth, through your mind, through your eyes, through your ears, or through your skin, through an injection. Understand what's going in your body. So many people out there want to reject the injection of this because they don't want to put toxic things in their body, but they listen to toxic things, they see toxic things, and worse, they eat toxic things every single day. Never taking a second to fast and pray about these things and to take their focus off food, where Job says, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Yahweh's words are more important than Job's life. And that's the heart that we need. That's what we need to understand. Yahweh, teach us and help us to control our temptations. And teach us, Father Yahweh, how to avoid the impure things in our bodies, the things that are going to destroy us. You don't want to take these things in your body, but you're putting these things in your body that affect you much far worse. Let nothing unholy come into your mind, through your eyes, through your mouth, through smelling certain things, through hearing certain things. Going to a fast food place, sitting with people that you don't know their spiritual background, eating food that you don't know where it's come from, not controlling yourself and overeating that stuff, and then complaining you don't have enough money to pay your rent, but you're going to get unhealthy food from a fast food place where it would cost a quarter of that amount of money to make it yourself. What is happening in this world today is what Satan wanted us to happen today. And this food and these things that are in these things, even a simple thing like soda, Coca-Cola, or a Pepsi, or whatever it is, has chemicals in there that are addicting to our bodies. And people can get addicted to plain soda and destroy our bodies on such a level where if you put Coca-Cola right into a cart, in the tailpipe of a car, that'll destroy the engine. If you put it on top of the car, it'll destroy the paint job. But people have no problem putting it in their body and giving it to their children as well. We need to think about what we're doing. We need to understand what we're doing. And people want to say, well, in the Bible, they ate meat and they ate bread. I promise you the bread they ate in the Bible is not that Wonder Bread you're eating from the store. To me, it's only a wonder how people can eat that and even survive another day. And that meat that people are eating today is not the meat that was found in the scripture. And they certainly weren't eating in the amounts they are eating it today. Even the vegetables that are out there today that are saturated in chemicals and toxic things for our body, people will run to the store and eat because the price is low and they're convenient, but they don't understand the importance of getting the clean, unorganic food. And just because it's a little bit more money, they don't want to buy these different things. But if you took a food and you sprayed it with roach spray and everything else, and you came home and cleaned it and said, well, I'm going to wash it off anyway, I don't think you would do that. But when you understand those chemicals that they're putting on those foods are killing those bugs, the same chemicals that you're spraying on your food, and you come home and you say, well, I'm just going to wash it. Well, it's the same thing. Think about what you're doing. Buy those organic foods. Know what food is putting in your body. Better yet, grow your foods. Learn how to grow food. That's the essence of everything that the examples in scripture that Yeshua gave us and everybody wanted us to understand and learn was the how to grow our own food. And all the examples of the seed and planting the seed in good soil and letting the seed be able to have room to grow and not to be weeded out by all the problems of life. There's a reason why Yeshua gave us that example and Yahweh gave us that example of everything to do with a garden and planting. And it all begins and ends with a garden and planting and growing from a seed in life. When you look at the idea of a baby, they call a baby a seed that grows, and it's seen in every area, seed and growth and life. That is the essence of all scripture. And Yahweh wants us to get back to that. Back to farming, back to growing foods, back to understanding how this stuff happens without the excuses that I don't have land to do this or I don't know how to do this. Grow some sprouts on your kitchen counter if you have to, and everyone can find room for a pot or a flower or a plant or a garden somewhere in their house to learn what it is to farm. And you start thinking about the scriptures and how Yahweh does this. And you see Yahweh in every plant that grows, and you're eating your own food, and you're not only and no longer at the slavery of the world's ways to get your food, because now you're growing your food. That's what Yahweh wants us to know. He wants us to get back to this, not away from this. But people are eating someone else's food in someone else's place, in someone else's with someone else's people. But he wants us to eat food with our own people, with the people of Yahweh, food that we grew, that we knew where it came from, to understand this and eat the right foods that don't have the chemicals and the poisons and the toxins in it. But the majority of food from people today come in a bag, box, container, or can. Think about that. The majority of food you eat comes from a bag, box, container, or can. When you go to a supermarket, the aisle you should be in the most is the produce section, but it's the aisle you're in the least. Your basket in your cart in a grocery store should be filled with mostly produce, fruits, and vegetables. But that's the least thing that's in there. You're going to get all the processed food. You're going to get all the bagged foods and the canned foods and everything else. And don't blame your parents because they didn't know how to do it and they didn't know how to teach you to cook and they didn't know how to teach you to make things. Learn for yourselves. You have enough information out there today to learn. And the scriptures give us the guideline on how to do these things. But people say, well, I don't know how to make that, or I don't have a recipe for that, anything else. When they got to do, they spend enough time on the internet and enough times on their computers talking about nothing and wasting their time with all they're doing, when all they should be doing is just going to the internet and learn how to make a recipe, learn how to grow a food, learn how to live life. Instead of thinking about you want to live in big houses with no yards to grow, think about living in small houses with big yards to grow. Think about this. People say they're going to go to the store to buy that water when Yahweh rains water down on us every single day. He's raining on us all over the world. Learn how to save water. Learn how to reuse water. Learn how to grow gardens. Learn the knowledge about what food is good to put in our body. Learn that just as the seeds that we plant, we are a seed that was planted. Yahweh says, I formed you in the womb and I knew you before you were born. I know every hair on your head. Learn the importance of that. But just like people don't understand about gardening and want to destroy the opportunities they have to grow stuff, there are more people out there today destroying Yahweh's true seed in babies and committing abortion and all this stuff out there in the world today. There's no connection to seeds and growing. There's just an abundance of destroying and getting rid of. And that is not the way Yahweh wanted it to be. Everything is destroyed from creation all the way down to the structure of the family and staying at home and eating and health of Yahweh instead of running to the doctors and somebody else for responsible for our health. And then we wonder why we're in the world we live in. Even in our own conscience and our own ideas and our own attitude, we think about these things that Yahweh told us and we get scared of man and scared of the world when Yahweh said, do not fear man, do not be dismayed. Trust in me and I will provide for you, he tells us. I ask you today, how many of you trust in him? I ask you today, how many of you are following his guidelines and instructions? Do you have joy, peace, and love in your lives and purity and wisdom of Yahweh and knowledge of Yahweh and Yahweh's ways? And do you love grace and mercy to help others and to teach others and to learn from others? Or are you stuck in this world of rejection, hatred, and loving violence, which Yahweh says we should avoid? You have more people loving violence today and cheering for a fight at a hockey game than you have praising him in a church. This backwards world we live in today, this world is filled with lying, revenge, and lust, and pride. And these are all things that the Bible speaks against. He's given us and created us and given us every opportunity to have every spectacular thing around us that he has made us, that we can have out there today. There is no one like him who's given us everything we need in this world that we can pass along, even if we're not growing foods, if we learn about foods. 90% of the wild weeds that we walk over every single day are edible. 90% of them are edible. But people are running to their McDonald's and their Burger King, and they're running right over those weeds that'll give us life and healing. Life and healing. We need to get this and understand this. Don't be like the people of the past and the people of today that they were standing right next to the cure that was growing on some tree or growing right on the side of the road, but they didn't know it, so they died right on the road when the cure was right there next to them, right there next to them. Stop making the excuses. So-called Christians call me up, telling me they don't know how to eat when the Bible says eat the fruits and vegetables. The greens are your medicine. Do not put confidence in man, put confidence in Yeshua. This is what the Bible says. The first problem is most people aren't reading the Bible. They're filling their heads with the junk of the world instead of reading the jewels of the Bible and the beauty of the Bible. And it talks about these different things. When you think about the beauty of everything that he created, and the holiness of everything he created. And you should want to be around this beauty and this holiness. And what makes you happy then is no longer an expensive car or a big house, but I know what makes you happy is just knowing that you could survive on everything that he gave you without anything from man. This goes beyond self-efficient. This goes to Yahweh efficient or sufficient. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, people today, they want to be self-sufficient. I don't want to rely on the electric companies of man. I don't want to rely on all these things. They want to be self-sufficient in all these different areas. I don't want to get electricity from here. I want to create my own electricity. Well, I tell you, forget about self-sufficient and stop being Yahweh sufficient and trust that he will meet your needs, and your greatest need should have the wisdom of Yahweh and knowledge about him. That's what we need to do, to trust him that he will provide all your needs all the time. What is wrong with that? Why aren't we following those things? Because people are into this self stuff, the self and the I's and the me's, where Yahweh says it should be the you's and the them's and the we's together, learning and growing together and sharing together and creating together with the resources that Yahweh has given us. And that includes our bodies. When he talks about when people are sick, instead of running to the doctor, we should be running to an assembly and have the elders praying for us. And the elders should understand the importance of these things. And instead, we have today the elders feeding those people the very things that got them sick and encouraging them to run to the doctor first before running to Yahweh. It says that the elders should anoint those and the sick and help them. But the elders don't know because they're not instructed and not following them either. We got to get back to the scriptural model. We got to understand the model of the family and the model that Yahweh created with growing and gardens and living and what he's giving us. And he giveth and he taketh away. In one day he can speak and we could have everything. And in one word he could speak and it can be gone. But we have to trust Yahweh before we trust man. And we have to believe that. And if you've been diagnosed with a disease or something else by a medical doctor, and a medical doctor tells you that this is wrong with your body, this is wrong with your body, and you must do this immediately, you need to tell them, no, what I must do immediately is pray to my creator and let him guide me in the way I should go. That's what you need to do. Let our creator guide you in the way you should go. Read his word. Some people say, I don't hear from him. He doesn't speak to me. He speaks to you in his holy word that's there and filled with him speaking to you. You need to read it and pray about it and understand. And you need to talk to him and pray and ask him to show you, to help you. Thank you for listening. You could hear the rest of this speech at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or the YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. Have a blessed day, everybody, and I pray for your continuous understanding of how the body works, of healing, and how to suffer well for a wonderful creator. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
WCNO gives thanks for the greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation. We also want to give thanks for the wonderful generosity of you, our listeners. On behalf of the management and staff at WCNO Christian Radio, we wish you and your family a very blessed and exceedingly joyful Christmas season.